News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
20-year-old Dale Creighton, people will remember the story, was celebrating New Year's Eve 5 years ago when 8 individuals violently attacked him. It led to his tragic death the following day. The cause of his death was blunt force injury to his head and face. Graham Palmer, Ross Callery, David Burke, Jason Beresford and Jared Stevens were jailed for manslaughter. James O'Brien was convicted of assault causing harm, and one woman, Ashling Burke, was jailed for 1 year for violent disorder during the attack. James Reid as well received a suspended sentence for possession of a knife. It is important to go through all the details of that because I am joined in studio this morning by Dale's father, Darren Creighton, who, along with the rest of the family, is still dealing with Dale's loss, and they believe that the lack of justice paid by his attackers. Darren, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us to share this story this morning. Just to remind people, because as I said, it was 5 years ago now that Dale died. What exactly was it that happened that night?
He was out celebrating New Year's Eve, and when everything was over, then he was on his way home. An altercation happened between him and a girl, whatever happened, and Dale, whatever happened with the trouble, ran, and he ended up on a footbridge in Talla, and the bypass in Talla.
Did Dale die there and then on the bridge?
No, Dale didn't die there and then on the bridge. He basically put my life support when we got to the hospital, and I was working that night, and we got a phone call then the following morning. This all happened around 10 to 4, New Year's Eve, and the following morning, my phone kept blinking and blinking and blinking. So I rang, and it was my dad said to me, the police are here looking for you. And I just said, for what? And he says, it's Dale. So what's wrong? Dad, he was actually being assaulted on the bridge in Talla, and he's being transferred from Talla to Beaumont. So you're kind of know straight away, well, it's serious if they're getting transferred. It's not an issue. So I got dressed, rang a friend of mine, brought us out in the taxi, and we were out there and just couldn't believe the scenes we seen with him. The damage they done to him was just unreal.
People will remember as well, there was CCTV footage.
Well, that's what caught
thing.
Everyone was the CCTV, yeah. And the resting guard at the time, Ciarán Kilcoyne, he had asked us to come up to Talla and view the footage, because it was going to be shown in court every day, which it was shown in court every day, and we just couldn't believe it. Literally couldn't believe the scenes we were seeing. You wouldn't do it to an animal.
We'll come back to the issue around the court case and that they're pleading guilty and sentencing in a moment, but when you got to Beaumont, as you said, look, Dave was transferred there, as all serious head injuries are. What was your reaction? What did you see, and what was your reaction?
Well, his head was swollen. It was really, really big. His head was huge. Kind of looking at him, you kind of knew in your own heart that there wasn't going to be much. And if he was going to come out, he could have been in a vegetable state. I just kept looking, going, this isn't possible. It's not me, it's a dream. This is a dream. It still feels like a dream now. For every member of the family, the nurse then came out to us and she says, look, but prepare yourselves. It felt like an hour, but it was really 10 minutes. He comes in and he just turns around and goes, look, I'm very sorry to tell this, but there's no hope. There was no physical movement or anything, and we were all just stunned.
And look, given it was New Year's as well, New Year's Eve, when all of this happened, when he should have been out celebrating, obviously this time of year then, it's when it
Dan was 20, he would have liked to go out with the rest of every 20-year-old.
Yeah.
He didn't expect going out that night that was going to happen to him. Who would?
He'd still be a young man today. He would have been out
25
this now. New Year's just gone.
25 he would have been. And that's why he kind of gets a little bit hard as the years go on. Because you kind of say, I know if it was a grandmother or a grandfather that passed, they're at the getting old, they're at the end of their life, and you accept it. But with Dale, every year you say to yourself, he should be here.
Let's go back then to the court case. That there had been, I suppose, you know, talk that they would be charged with, there would be a murder trial. Ultimately, it wasn't. They pleaded guilty to lesser charge of manslaughter.
Well, he did plead guilty to lesser charge, but it will be, in fairness to Talla Police Station, as I said already, Ciarán Kilcoyne was the head guard. He tried his best every way. There was actually one in the beginning that hit Dale in the beginning, which was, I can't really say his name anyway, but he's out now anyway, and I reckon that was kind of the cause of it. He should have been all charged together. The whole lot of them should have been. They were granted bail for €500. That's not right. In this state, it shouldn't be €500 for bail.
And as you said, look, one man was charged ahead of the others, convicted.
Because he took eight.
And then six more. And
seven more, it was eight in total.
Eight in total, should I say. And the point is, you say, look, one of them is out. Two are actually out already, aren't
two
they?
Two are out, yeah.
And between now and 20, like, if you're looking at kind of the sentences that were handed out and taking into account how the fact is, you know, people serve about three quarters and then possibility of good behaviour, we don't know, that's up to each individual in case we don't know what's happening behind bars. But by 2022, they'll all be out
by
about then.
By 2022, they'll be all out, and by March of this year, they'll be a third one out. They were all fairly young individuals, ranging from 22 to 27. So they were fairly young. And with the sentences they got, they could still live their lives when they get out.
Is it that the sentences, you think, are too lenient?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Far too lenient. Like, a year, 2 years. At the end of the day, I know people say, well, don't for manslaughter, but in my eyes, Dale went onto that bridge that night. He died on the bridge that night. He never came out. He came off the bridge on life support. So he passed away to me, and my own heart, Dale was gone that night. We could never speak to him again. Let it be one or two, or one even kick. They all had a hand to play in it. They should have not been given a lenient sentence the way they were. And to sit in court and hear, like, 12 months, and we're letting you out. Not only were they let them out to sort out their affairs after getting 12 months.
Do you think your views and the views of the rest of Dale's family were taken into account enough by the courts?
No, definitely not. 100% weren't. Now, personally speaking, I think if they would have all got life, I still wouldn't have been happy, as we would have never got Dale back. But it's just more of a disheartening to say, well, I feel this is what they're getting. And Mrs. Justice Deirdre Murphy, her opening statement was, I'd like to open this by saying that these individuals aren't evil. Well, they kicked my son, beat my son, dragged him up and down steps. I don't feel she put herself in the family shoes.
Yeah, look, the issue about sentencing and the views of families and all, look, I'm sure lots of people listening as well are going to have huge sympathy for you. Darren, thanks a million for coming into us. I know, look, it can't be easy to talk about it, but it's important to talk about it. Darren Creighton, father of Dale Creighton. Darren, thank you.